things you felt that they were incomplete for some reason. Now there will be a certain sense of completeness that didn't exist before. And yet still this anticipation is there. Still this feeling that as you get well-being just from being in the presence of this other individual because of what she is, you still feel the sense of anticipation that there must be more to come. And there is. Once again, let me say that taking experience as the guide, but then adding to that the logic of what is possible by the nature of reality as you see it, let me suggest that there are acts that can be total and complete consumption values with no thought to the future whatsoever, meaning that they are not dependent in any way for the happiness within them on what may come in the future. That doesn't mean that it is an act that is taken regardless of the consequences of the future, but rather that it is not dependent upon future happiness to give it its well-being. Now, this sort of thing is possible. An individual can feel complete happiness, a total consumption value from an act, only if he has prepared himself for it by, for instance, having the right framework, where he knows that he is acting in a way that will not produce bad consequences. So that when I enter this act, I am not in the position where I now have to be afraid of what will happen tomorrow as a result of this. I don't have to be afraid that I shouldn't be giving the time to it or paying the resources for this, that it's a bad decision. I know it's a right decision. So there are no mixed emotions connected with the happiness I get from it, mixed emotions coming from the question of whether or not I'm really in a position to enjoy this and should be, and so forth. If the individual is out of boxes, if he has eliminated from his life all of these mistakes of the past that have been sitting on the box and restricting his framework, so that he feels that as soon as this act is over, I'm going to have to go back and jump in the box again, I have to return to that, that really that reality is sitting out there waiting for me as soon as I turn back to it, and it's a bad reality, it's a realization that I'm confined to a certain area, that I can't enjoy this permanently, and so forth. If he is out of boxes, he will be in a greater position to enjoy the true happiness, the consumption value from the act. If you are free to be yourself because you know your premises are in complete harmony with yourself and they have not been taken from some other authority, that these are premises that you have derived from your understanding of life, then you are obviously in a freer position to say, yes, this is right, this is what I want, and plunge into it completely and totally and lose yourself in the act to the extent that you are not still bothered by the things that are reaching out trying to pull you back from it. You can give yourself completely to the act, and therefore you're bound to get more out of it. All of these things are possible. The ridding of irrelevancies in one's life is bound to, again, take excess baggage off of his back, off of his shoulders, so that he can enjoy the act more completely. Now, with this kind of a framework, with this kind of a situation with which to enter an act, whatever it may be, the individual can enjoy much greater well-being than if he is carrying excess baggage. If he does have these hooks in him, pulling him back, if he does have these questions bugging him continually of, is this right? Should I have done this? What are the consequences going to be? Should I have faced the price more honestly? So forth and so on. Obviously, it's going to make a tremendous difference in the amount of well-being that can be achieved from the act, because there will not be the fear, no guilt. He will not be worried about what this other person that might be involved will do tomorrow as a result, what evil consequences will come. He will not ask himself, have I provided for myself and taken care of my productive responsibilities for tomorrow? Can I afford the time, the money? Have I been honest in arranging this? Is it really what it appears to be, and so forth? All of these things will be gone, and in that way the individual is capable of experiencing far greater happiness from his acts than without making these proper preparations, both over a long period of time and in specific preparation for this specific act. Now, is it possible then that there is a moment of ultimate well-being in the individual's life that he can build to, that can be total and complete in itself as a consumption value without any of the happiness as a part of it being derived from what the future will bring, or the fact that it is adding to the future, where there will be no future anticipation? It does not have to be entered on any way in that it is a production value. And after it is over, there does not have to be any of the thought of, well, at least I learned something from it that I can use in the future and so forth. At least it's given me good experience and all that. But can it be totally and complete, completely a consumption value? Well, I believe that such an act is possible. And you may already believe it is too. But I believe that this total and complete act of consumption is the act of love, sexual intercourse. I believe that this is the final and complete act in which the individual consumes and does not produce, in which the individual receives from life everything that he has put into it at that point. Now, I'm not talking about